My name is Amelia, and this is the Little Listener's Library. This time, we are going to read a book called The House Full of Stuff by Emily Rand. So, are you ready? Let's go. Mr. Macduff loved collecting stuff, but what he thought was treasure, his neighbours called junk. Wherever he went, Mr. Macduff found things that people had thrown away, like worn-out tyres, rusty pipes, old dolls' heads, socks with holes and bits of wire. Mr. Macduff took these things home and put them away until he thought they might come in handy one day. Mr. Macduff's house, as you might imagine, was full of stuff. There was stuff spilling from cupboards, stuff crammed into drawers, stuff squished into boxes, and stuff balanced in piles all over the floor. Inside and outside, Mr. Macduff's house was completely full of stuff. His house looked quite different to all the other houses on his street. Mr. Macduff's neighbours kept their homes very neat and tidy, and always had brand new shiny things. The neighbours were not quite so keen on Mr. Macduff's stuff. They just didn't understand why anyone would want so much junk. But they never stopped to ask why. They just hurried by. Except for one boy called Mo. Every day, Mo rode his bike past Mr. Macduff and his house full of stuff. Sometimes, Mo would stop to look at all the weird and wonderful things outside, and Mr. Macduff would tell Mo about each little thing and how it could come in handy one day. One afternoon, Mo was cycling home really fast, pedalling hard, when suddenly his bike flew up into the air and came crashing down with an almighty bump. Luckily, Mo didn't hurt himself, but his bike was completely broken. The bits and pieces lay scattered all around him. Mo picked himself up and stomped home angrily, leaving his broken bike behind. When Mo walked past the following afternoon, Mr. Macduff was outside his house, in his usual place, and there, beside him, was Mo's bike. It was fixed, and it was even better than it was before. It had streamers, a bell, and a new basket as well. Mo was amazed. I just knew those old bits and bobs I collected would come in handy, laughed Mr. Macduff. You see, nothing is junk when it can be fixed or made into something new. Thank you so much, called Mo as he cycled home, ringing his new bell. Streamers swirling from the handlebars. Mo was excited. He wanted to see what else Mr. Macduff could help him fix. The next day, he came back with some more broken things. Mum's favourite bag with a broken strap. Dad's inside-out umbrella. His sister's toy robot with a missing leg. And a few discarded treasures he had found on the way. A missing jigsaw piece. A broken teapot spout. And a tiny gold screw. Mo's family were so pleased with their new old things that they all found even more broken stuff that needed fixing. Together, Mo and Mr. Macduff knotted and glued, hammered and screwed, and made them all better than new. Word soon got around that Mo and Mr. Macduff could fix almost anything. So, instead of throwing away their broken radios, their dolls with lost arms, and tables with wobbly legs, the people on his street brought them to Mr. Macduff. So together they sat, day after day, fixing, mending, and creating new things from old things, all better than new. The street looks quite different now. These days, the neighbours' houses are not quite so neat and tidy, and they no longer need to buy so many new things. Instead, they mend and create using things they already have, all with the help of Mr. Macduff and his house full of stuff. Mr. Macduff still loves collecting stuff, but now what he thinks is treasure, his neighbours do too. The end. I love how Mr. Macduff fixes things and creates new things instead of throwing something away. This is a really good way to help look after our planet. I wonder, have you ever fixed something that was broken instead of throwing it away? Maybe you've put a bit of sellotape on a ripped book page. Or maybe you've made a junk model out of cardboard or plastic that you would have just thrown away otherwise. See if you can tell a grown-up. I'm sure they'd love to hear all about it. Thank you for coming to the Little Listener's Library, and we hope to see you again soon.